KX93.5. Valentine Wednesday. Welcome, Laguna Beach. Glad to have you here. This is a really cool Wednesday in the fact that I've got the band Wyo in studio. They are from Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and actually we have Andy and Scott in from the band. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Hey, pretty good.
Good, good, good. And how was the drive-in? You came in from Los Angeles?
I did, yeah.
Good drive? Was it cool?
It was a good drive, yeah. I was using Google Maps, and I decided not to listen to it, and I saved myself about 25 minutes. I love
it. Kids, don't try that at home, by the way. Scott, also from L.A. you came today?
Yeah, actually today I came from San Diego.
Yeah, I noticed the cars coming in, arriving in from different directions, man. Yeah, yeah, so good. Welcome in, guys. Now, you call your community the community of warriors, the Wyo Warriors, right?
Oh, wow. You did some research.
I did. Every once in a while, I pick up a book and I read. So you got your Wyo Warriors listening right now, right? And you have a new album coming out. Is this releasing an album tomorrow?
No, we're releasing one song.
Releasing a song off the new album, Changes.
Yeah, we're trickling the songs out. We're trying to build a stronger fan base.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
that's pretty good. What's the song that's coming out tomorrow? What's the name of it?
It's called Moonlight, and it's actually coming out on Friday.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so Friday the 15th, not Valentine Day, but Friday the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and it's a video as well?
Yeah, we're putting out a music video that we shot in Dubois, Wyoming.
Okay. Now, shooting a video, you're personally involved in the shooting of the video?
Yeah, we were. Both Scott and I were out there in Dubois, and we worked with some friends. I went to school out in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, so... We worked with some friends out there and a bunch of awesome artistic people that live in Jackson Hole that helped us out. So we were out on set.
All right. Now, being part of a video, that's got to be such a change from recording a song or recording an album. The difference there, is it a lot of standing around and waiting?
Oh, not at all. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're so heavily involved in it that we were, you know, running around with the whole crew.
Right.
Really taking on a lot of responsibility for it. So.
Okay. So you're involved heavily in the creativity of the video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Definitely. That's good. You didn't hand that to somebody else. That's really cool.
It's more like pulling your hair out. So you're heavily pulling your hair out.
Yeah. Now, Andy, you're the singer. You're the lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Scott, you play every instrument known to man. Is that what I understand?
I play a lot, but primarily guitar and keys in the band.
What was the first instrument you picked up as a kid?
Piano.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah,
when I was five.
All right. And still playing piano, classic piano? Because I imagine you learned classically, right? You learned, they gave you the...
A little bit, but actually my piano teacher kind of hated me because I never really wanted to learn music, reading music anyway. And I just kind of would make her play it over and over again and learn everything by ear, mostly just pop tunes and stuff.
Andy, do you play instruments?
Yeah, the piano as well.
Wow.
He's actually classically trained, though.
Beautiful.
A lot of people say Scott and I are very alike, so if the people out there listening can't tell the difference between our voices, I'm sorry.
I think the voice difference is clear. You guys definitely have the voice difference. I would love to hear you play dueling pianos here. Do that Alicia Keys thing, maybe. I don't know.
That would be fun.
Did you see her at the Grammys? Alicia Keys played two pianos at the same time. One on either side. It was amazing. I'm sure it's a trick for you. It's like a parlor trick for the two of you, I'm sure. So your 2018 album, Untamed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the songs. Tell me about the writing of that album and the process of putting that album together.
Yeah, so the album took like 5 or 6 years to make. I was just getting started writing songs. Scott and I have worked in composing for film for a while.
Right.
So in between projects, I would present him some tracks and he would say yes or no. And then we'd move forward from there. And so we had a lot of demos that got scratched.
Right.
And then eventually, once we had a handful of strong songs, we approached a producer here, or over there in LA, to help us finish the tracks.
Now, is there a moment where you said, he says yes or no, and then you move on. Is there a moment where like a no becomes a discussion and then eventually a difference of opinion?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the songs were like rewritten several times over that whole course.
Right.
So, I mean, yeses became maybes, became noes, became yeses again.
Right.
And it was just a whole,
So in the structure of the writing of a song, it becomes a healthier song when you have somebody else to bounce that off of, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Unless if it's a yes from the start and then you kind of know you have something because you approach other people and they say yes.
Right.
That's exciting.
If you start getting a lot of noes, maybe you should take a break, get some good sleep, revisit it.
Go grab some coffee, something. Yeah. Huh. If you're just joining us, we have Wyo in studio. Wyo's 2018 album, Untamed, is actually, I listened to a little bit of it last night. And again, I was stalking you guys online and I love these songs. I love each and every one of them. So I asked you to give me a couple to choose from. Let's let the audience listen to Falling off of the Untamed album. Is that all right? Can we do that?
Surely.
All right. So from our Pearl Street studios here in Laguna Beach, we've got Wyo, and this is Falling.
She wanted to sing a song that she
Wednesday morning, live in studio with Wyo. That song was called Falling, and if it's off their 2018 Untamed album. In studio here with Andy and Scott, and I like that song.
Thank you.
Very cool, very cool. Tell me about the writing behind that. What was that song about?
Yeah, the song is about a quick-lived romance.
Right.
And basically you think you found the perfect partner, but you have to leave, and you don't know if it's going to last or if you can make it last.
Right. A personal experience, something? You had to sit down one night and think, man, it's just...
Yeah, I mean, we actually co-wrote some of the lyrics with Brad Wood, the producer we worked with on that. So a friend of mine was visiting the studio, and he's just kind of a romantic, and he does a lot of traveling. And he's told stories about meeting girls on trips that he just thought were, you know, the greatest thing. And so we kind of use that inspiration a little bit to write the song.
Right. Where is your favorite place to write? Do you have a place that you like? Do you have a zone where you find I can do my best writing here?
Yeah. So I grew up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So fortunately, I still have a family home out there. And we go out there to write occasionally. And I definitely find when I'm there that the inspiration strikes just immediately.
Right. Now, as someone who barely travels outside of Laguna, the boundaries of Laguna Beach, I'm imagining Jackson Hole to just be spacious and beautiful, and the air smells clean everywhere you go. Is that the case?
You're
Am I right?
On. Yeah, it's amazing.
Right.
You just look out the window, there's, you know, Canadian geese flying and swans flying, and there's elk, and just it's just beautiful.
It's an open. It's just open.
It's inspiring.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, do either of you fish in their many fishing streams? And
I've done some fly fishing a little bit. Yeah. Not very good. But right.
Well, because I can't imagine you coming from Wyoming and going, I don't fish.
Yeah, I was a big fisherman as a boy.
Right.
I'd do anything to get, you know, catch some of them fish.
Right.
And slowly started fly fishing, and that you have to be a little more patient for that. But I mean, Jackson Hole, you have the Snake River, and then you can go up into Yellowstone and fly fish there, and it's just like, yeah, really spectacular.
You're standing in hip deep water all day, just kind of like, that's just such a chill thing to do, man.
Yeah.
I would imagine that would be a fantastic place to write music. Now, next Monday, you got a live performance at the LA County Museum of Art. What a great place to have a gig, man.
I know.
That is a great spot.
Yeah. So, been excited for a while now.
So you have a couple of shows. You're doing two shows, one at 12:30 and one at 2:45, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Afternoon shows, getting ready, preparing in the morning for a show. Is that different for you? Because I imagine most of your shows are at night.
Yeah. And I would prefer to play in the morning.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Kind of like, it's where I have most of my energy, I guess.
Right.
We've done some midday shows before. Right. We like that.
Yeah. It's great. First of all, when you catch an artist who's hot and they're on, you can catch them at a cool time. There's nothing better than that, man. And two shows on the same day at a great venue, man. You guys are going to have a great time there.
Oh, yeah, we can't wait. Yeah.
That's put on by Target. And you know what they do, though? They'll film that, and then you're on those Target TVs, man, and they're electronics. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. You guys could have a good time there, man.
Now, that's what that contract is about that I didn't read.
It was in a small print, man. You're forever in our Target electronics section. Now, we spoke about this briefly a little earlier. You're releasing Moonlight on Friday, right?
Yeah.
And Moonlight is off your new album, Changes.
Yeah.
What are the differences that you find musically in your 2018 album Untamed and Changes? Are there differences in the writing itself? Are there differences you can put your finger on as a fan?
Yeah. One of my close friends who I went to school with, he said the second album is a lot more up-tempo.
Okay.
And when we went out and played shows, especially late at night, like at 11 or 12 o'clock at night,
right.
You want to have those songs that keep people moving.
Right.
And the first album has, you know, a few of them. So that was the focus. That was the change for our second album. was kind of focusing on that. And then lyrically, and we kind of all moved to LA as a band. And so that was a change as well. So it just felt right.
Right, right. Now, in March, you're doing a show back in Wyoming. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a show you've played before? Is this a venue you've played before?
Yeah, we actually played it last winter. We're going to perform underneath the tram tower at the Jackson Hole Ski Mountain.
Okay. Oh, what a great resort.
Yeah, it is. And they've treated us really well. Like, we've played maybe a handful of shows there now.
Right. You know, we got a ton of listeners in Wyoming. No kidding. We get texts and emails all the time. And Jackson Hole is the most frequent. But yeah, so yeah, right awesome. On. So if you're listening now, man, they're coming up in March. I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's March 30th.
March 30th, yeah. You only had a...
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I'm taking some money out of petty cash now. I think I earned that. We're going to play another song. We're going to play another song off the 2018 Untamed album right now. This is called Runnin' Wild. Tell me a little bit about Runnin' Wild before we play it.
Yeah, so... Runnin' Wild was another track where... one of our drummers who we worked with out there in Jackson Hole, he had a sister who had just gotten back from traveling abroad, and she was living the life in like Australia and all over the world. And she got back to Jackson Hole and she's like, what do I do now? she's like, I can move to Denver. I can move to San Diego. I can move to Arizona. There's all these opportunities.
Right.
And she just felt like she needed to get out of her hometown and really run wild and find a place of her own.
Oh, beautiful.
So I just, you know, I needed to write lyrics at the time and kind of used that as inspiration. And then I told my sister that I wrote it for her. So I'm sorry, Tina, if you're listening. But it's sisters, you know, and I felt inspired. I felt like they both were kind of going through the same thing too. So,
right. Well, you know, that's cool. A little truth comes out. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to elicit that. Sorry, sis. All right. So, if you're just joining us, we have Wyo in studio. I'm sitting here with Andy and Scott, and you're going to hear another cut right now off of the Untamed album. This is called Runnin' Wild, KX93.5.
Cycle wash my worries in the wind will
KX93.5. In studio with Wyo. That's right. And that was Running Wild. Actually, it sounded more like a song for your sister, man. I swear it did. It really did. It was about her. That's what we're going to go with right now.
Yep.
All right. I've got Scott and Andy in studio here. And I love that song. I love that song, man.
Thank you.
Good stuff there. Now, I don't know if anyone's told you this, and we can't actually see him, but for the audience that's listening, Andy looks a lot like Chris Pine, doesn't he? He's got that captain of the Enterprise look, man. He's like a starship commander. Am I crazy or am I right here? So yeah, we're gonna put him up on our Instagram page a little bit later on, and you tell me. So who are your influences musically? Who'd you grow up listening to?
Oh man, well you probably wouldn't hear it in the music, but Michael Jackson's a huge influence of mine.
Yeah,
I mean, just a so much talent.
Not in the music, but in the way you walked in. Scott danced into the studio today, man. I saw that. Right on, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Michael. I grew up loving Michael.
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't prepared for this, but yeah. So many greats. Tom Petty, right. Another huge one. First song I ever learned on guitar was Free Fallin'.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's a great first 20 seconds. And it is like,
oh, my God.
Yeah. And you saw, as I described the first 20 seconds, how little musical talent I have because I can't even air guitar well. So. But that's a great combination, Tom Petty. And the type of music you're playing right now, we would be shocked to know that Michael Jackson was ever a part of you. But I think he's influenced everybody in some kind of way.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody. Yeah. Rough to say, but you can't be untouched by Michael Jackson or the music. All right, so recently during the holidays, you guys went to Hawaii for the holidays?
I did, yeah.
Okay. So you weren't gigging.
It was a family trip.
It was an actual trip.
But you got to use that as promo, you know? had a meeting with Santa Claus over there, saw him before he went to North America,
yeah,
and posted about it, you know, and that's a popular post.
Yeah. The Santa Claus in Hawaii drives a Jeep, by the way. He's like a, there's no sleigh, no reindeer. It's just a Jeep, man. I got to make it through all of that stuff. So future-wise, after Monday, after the performance on Monday and this Friday's release of the new song, what's happening with you guys?
After Monday.
After the performance on Monday.
That's when everything gets dark and cold again. just kidding. We're working on getting some more gigs out at South by Southwest.
Okay.
I've always wanted to play there. And fortunately, we've got, I think, like 3 or 4 shows so far.
Okay.
And I'm hoping we get a couple more.
Right on.
And then we're headed to Jackson Hole after that. And then we've got a gig at Hotel Cafe on April 5th.
I'd love to see you guys here in Orange County and here in Laguna Beach in particular. We've got great spots. So we'd love to see you guys out here.
That'd be great.
Give our audience a chance to see you live. I saw you live on video and you guys, great chemistry, number one. And what a great presence on stage that you have. So I'd love for our audience to be able to see you live.
Thank you.
Of course, I don't leave Laguna Beach, so it would have to be right here in town.
Just down the street.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're just joining us here at our Pearl Street Studios, we have Wyo, a couple of albums. I'm going to talk about Untamed, which was last year's album, fine stuff that we're hearing music off of now, and their brand new album, Changes, which on Friday, they're going to be releasing Moonlight, the video and the song. I'm curious about the video. Now, where can we find it when it comes out?
We'll be posting it on our socials, so anybody out there can follow us on Instagram at Wyo, the band.
Okay.
But it's also going to be on YouTube through Vevo.
Okay.
If you search Wyo and Moonlight on Friday, it should pop right up.
All right. And we'll include that. We'll tag that with our podcast this afternoon in case anybody forgets.
Cool.
Let's hear another song off the album here. Tell me about the song. I'm really curious about Western Wyoming. Tell me about that song.
Yeah. So when I was first writing this album, the time signature 3, 4, and 6, 8, it's like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. for some reason, those songs just came very easily to write for me. Right. So we had like a handful of these things before we really had any four time signature songs. Sorry, I'm going on about this. Anyways,
you're all right.
Yeah, we really felt like this song was really special. And it was one of the last songs we approached towards the end because we had the demo made for it. Right. And this is another one where co-wrote some lyrics with Brad Wood. And he's like, you know, I really want to hear about Wyoming. And so we elaborated about, you know, being out there and what it's like to live out there and why people enjoy it.
Now, when you hear the song, does it make you miss home a little bit?
Definitely.
All right, yeah. You get a little verklempt.
If you ever get out of Laguna Beach, you should go.
You know, if I ever do leave town, that might be the place I want to go, man. All that open air, all that beauty. Yeah. All right. So we're about to hear Western Wyoming in just a second here. I first wanted to thank Scott and Andy for coming into the studio today. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
This is the band Wyo and the things you need to look out for. Their album Changes, their release of Moonlight on Friday. Moonlight, not just a video, but a great song. So look for them. And then we're going to post them on our podcast later. Check them out on their social media. And this is Western Wyoming. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Troubles you bring.